I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients, so I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At American Eagle, we've got everything you need for everywhere you want to be. This spring, we're going wild with bold prints, utility-inspired looks, and can't-miss camo prints. Plus, don't miss your favorite jeans now reimagined with max comfort without losing the authentic jean look. Get a great look at everything American Eagle has to offer by shopping in-store or online at ae.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But obviously, football has been top of mind on this station, top of mind on the New York sports fans' minds, and we've done a lot on Matt Stafford. We've done a lot on Aaron Rodgers. But I think we tend to forget, as Combine Week and the rumor mill is swirling, Tiki, you know, the Giants have other positions to fill. The Jets may not take a quarterback. They have positions to fill. Both teams at the top of the draft, and we're starting to get to learn a little bit more about the other non-quarterback prospects so far here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no, and the biggest one, I think we haven't talked about this guy in a long time, but Travis Hunter is probably, next to Abdul Carter, you could argue with, the best athlete, the best prospect, the almost can't-miss prospect in this draft. Because he's so athletic, he's so dynamic, he can do it on both sides of the ball. I don't think a lot of people saw Colorado play this year, unless you specifically went out of your way to watch one of those games because it's so West Coast. Yeah. But
or you're a degenerate like me, Lugauer.
Exactly, you gamble and you can't help yourself. But like he had 1,400 yards receiving this year, and he was one of the top three or four cornerbacks in college football. So the idea that he could do both is real, and it's exciting to think about. The question is whether or not he can do it.
Yes. Okay, perfect segue into this. So Travis Hunter officially met the media and all the NFL reporters that all descended on Indianapolis finally got to ask him questions. And I think we've kind of put Travis Hunter conversation on the back burner, number one, because it's not as sexy as talking quarterbacks, but number two, I think we all just kind of assumed, you know what, he's going to pick one side of the ball, probably cornerback, and then maybe have a sub package. But boy, that didn't sound like that's Travis Hunter's plans when he met the media today.
I did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
He's right about that.
He is. I mean, the success he had on offense and defense in college, you haven't seen it before like that. I guess Charles Woodson did a little bit at Michigan.
Yeah.
You see it more in college just because it's, I don't want to say it's easier, but how many pros are you playing against on any college team unless you're in the SEC? And so you can get away with it in college, but it just doesn't happen in the NFL. I was trying to pick off the top of my head someone that has done it. The only person I could think of that I've seen recently was Jamal Agnew for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's not even really that because he was a cornerback who only played special teams because he wasn't a good cornerback.
Yeah.
But he's a heck of an athlete. So the Jags moved him to this slot gadget wide receiver where he actually had some production. But he didn't go both ways.
Right. There's a difference between going full-time both ways. I remember as a Giant fan, some might remember fullback Nikita Whitlock also played some defensive tackle, and he got in there on some pass rushing specialties. And that kind of novelty stuff is cool for a few snaps. But when you're talking about taking a top 10 pick, a top 5 pick, a third overall pick in the Giants case, obviously top 10 in the Jets case, and using it on a player like this, and that's where you heard Travis Hunter say he's met with teams that have wanted to talk to him about wide receiver, met with teams that wanted to talk to him about a corner. Man.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Are you going all in thinking, how rare is it that I could fill two positions with a stud at both positions with one pick? Or do you kind of pull this thing off and go, man, he's this gung-ho about doing this. I don't know if I want to risk it. And I'll just say this, Tiki, before, I don't know how you feel as a player in doing this. I think Travis Hunter's a good kid. I think he's an absolute unicorn. If and only if his mentality is, I want to be the player that goes both ways, and that's what I want this team to do. Like, he's going to put up a stink. And I don't know that he will, but he clearly wants to. I would be out on Travis Hunter.
Really?
I would be out on Travis Hunter.
Are you kidding?
Here's the way I look at it, man.
Keep going.
I'll just explain this.
Keep going. Then I have a very important question for you. A very important one, and you better answer it honestly.
I will answer it honestly. To me, I am so scarred in the NFL by players constantly getting hurt, banged up. How many times do we talk about short week games with Thursday night football and how the players hate it and doing all of this?
Yeah.
Now you want to take a player at a premium pick playing two premium positions, wide receiver and corner, and tell me that you assume that this is just not going to enhance between the hits he would take and the other way of more injury. I don't want to have that much relying on a guy to play two positions, and then the moment he gets hurt, I'm screwed on both sides of the ball. To me, I don't think the risk is reward for a player. If Travis Hunter is so set and he's going to basically put up a fight, which maybe he won't, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right. Babe Ruth was a myth. The greatest two-way player in the history of baseball, history of sport. He didn't ever really do both. Right. So when it came an issue with this Japanese player by the name of Shohei Ohtani, did anybody really believe that it was possible?
No.
Exactly. And if someone had come to you, Sean Morass, as a Yankee fan, and said, hey, we're going to get you Shohei Ohtani. He wants to and is going to both hit and pitch. Would you have said no?
I believe my answer at the time was I was not interested in a play
on
the
line.
And maybe where I need Evan and his stupid crony to dig up the tweets. Right. And look, in hindsight, you see the way Shohei's been able to pull it. Okay. Look at the injuries he's had, pitching-wise.
True.
That's happened.
True, but he had Tommy John, and he just turned into a hitter.
And a DH, but it's also baseball.
Yeah, you're right.
He's
right.
Not getting tackled over the middle every time he catches a pass.
No.
This isn't Colorado in the Pac-12, Big 12, where he's going to be running loose.
I was using it as an example that the impossible, because it is impossible what Shohei Ohtani is doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody else has even gotten close to doing it on his level, including Babe Ruth, who did it. He was one of, or either. He wasn't ever doing both at the same time. So when I think about Travis Hunter, why can't Travis Hunter be that unicorn in the NFL? Now, he's not a physical specimen. This is the one thing that would give me a little pause, but not enough for me to say absolutely not. He's slight a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. He didn't take a ton of hits as a wide receiver in college. As a DB, he's physical, but not overly so. Like, he's not running in and slamming his shoulder into guys trying to tackle him. But there is a mentality that he brings that I think is valuable to any team that he would be on. One, because he's so unique, and two, because all he cares about is being great. Right.
Right. And you want that mentality.
I've told you this so many times. Like, how do you look in? What does it take to look into a guy's eyes and say, God, he's a really good college player, but I can tell he wants to be great as an NFL player. And if you can see that and identify that, you want that player. To me, Travis Hunter is that player. That's beside all of the hype and the attention, the media glamour that will come his way if he's successful at it. Like, I think there's an enormous upside if he helps you win, and then he's also this iconic type player, like Shohei, but different way, obviously, that the NFL, and especially New York, has never seen.
Yeah, and the marketing for that would be through the roof, but I'm at a point in time, and I don't know where Jet fans would stand on this either, 888-808-1019. From a Giants point of view, though, just speaking from a fan, yeah, the Giants need talented players. Okay, and put the quarterback part aside. If they don't take a quarterback, they need an absolute beast, and Travis Hunter would be that. But, man, the last thing you want and the risk and reward and taking a guy third overall is to take a guy, you need him to be your number one corner, and he's so fixated on being a wide receiver, he misses two games like Malik Nabers did with a concussion. Now I'm missing two players, essentially, in the body. It's like an in and out from Severance.
Right,
look, I understand the appeal. I understand the jaw-dropping nature of this. I understand seeing something and appreciating greatness that we've never seen. But to me, man, just get me a damn cornerback, or just get me a damn wide receiver. Now, he wants to play full-time corner in a sub-package. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Full-time both ways, I want that nowhere near the Giants.
Yeah, but think about what that even means. Full-time, like most teams don't have their wide receivers on the field every single play. Right. So this, even if he does only have certain situations where he's playing on offense, I think the right coach with the right plan. Like, you're not going to go in and just say, all right, we'll figure this out as we go along. With the right plan, and honestly, this would take some consultation with Deion, as much as I hate to say that, because Deion did it very well for Travis Hunter at Colorado. But you have the right plan for him. I think it helps all sides of your team. Defensively, because he can't, I don't think he's going to be a shutdown type corner, but that's a fallacy in football anymore because nobody really does it that much.
But he clearly can run with wide receivers.
Exactly. He can run and make up
space. And will have the hands.
And
what
he can
catch.
Right. He can pick the ball off when it's there. But if you have the right plan and you manage it thoughtfully, like think about it, not just, hey, we got to throw this kid out there on defense. Hey, we're going to throw this kid out there on offense. But say, look, this is what we're going to do. In this package, he's going to do this. In this package, he's going to do that. And let him be full-time in that regard. I think it's valuable if you have a unique athlete like that. And Travis Hunter is. I mean, it's funny because before we got obsessed with the quarterback conversation in New York, the player that I actually wanted was Travis Hunter. Because he's the best player on the board.
Yeah, and I did too, but I was also under the impression, of course he's going to be a cornerback like Charles Woodson was, and maybe we get him a couple plays at wide receiver to have some fun. Just the idea of being full set in a team, maybe a team selling him on that, falling in love with it. You know, acts of desperation, as we've talked about with the Giants. We could get two positions out of this. That scares me. And if I had the choice right now, and if it wasn't going to be quarterback, and you're telling me both quarterbacks are gone, and you're sitting there with Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, man, give me the pass rusher then instead of fooling around with a guy who wants to play both ways.
Well, I think about the talent that it takes to do what he did at a college level. And then I think about how hard it is in college to do that, and if it translates. And that's the answer I don't have. I have no idea. Because for some kids, some players, college just feels easy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not really a challenge to them, and they can have success even if they're playing quality opponents. But once you get to the NFL, that changes, man. You're playing against superstar players from college every single week at every position. And so I hope it translates, but I do know this. He has a desire to be great. And more than anything, the Giants need players like that. Just the desire to be great. And he's one. And he can be an example. And if he's successful at both, I tell you, it's a story for the ages. It really is. And he could be a superstar in this town.
All right. Now, the other folder that would turn me off. Let's say everything works out for, let's call it 3 years before you have to worry about picking up the option and then maybe do an extension.
Are you worried about how much you got to pay him?
No, well, think about this.
Pay him as a DB, a top DB,
let's say
a top wide receiver?
Let's say,
make $60 million a year?
Okay. I have always felt this way. And again, the Giants are live and survive year-to-year mode right now until we establish something,
right.
So I understand that. But we went through a long period in Giant history here where they weren't getting good enough players where they were giving second contracts out, okay? And I believe that when you take a player in the draft, specifically the first round, even more specifically in the top five of a draft, you plan on that player being a cornerstone player for you for a decade,
yeah,
right?
At least.
Okay. So you get 3 years into the Travis Hunter experience and he's cooking, okay? He's clearly earned the money. He is, you know, as you put it, billboards in Times Square. He's awesome. Hasn't gotten hurt yet. We have, in my opinion, on every muscle, bone, everything in his body, accelerated in the NFL. You go in both ways, 17 games, all of that. Now I'm in a spot where, is he going to break the bank? It would scare the hell out of me if he is successful in this contract to give him a second contract. And if I'm building a player for the next decade,
you're creating problems for yourself that don't even
exist.
But
think about it. Either I'm getting the problems early.
You're so paranoid as a Giant fan that you can't accept the potential of good stuff happening.
Maybe I am. But am I going to have to pay him like the top corner and wide receiver combine and break the bank? And then if we're not willing to do that, why did we just draft him to play the
game? Pay me now or it's time to part ways.
I think there's so many things that are fascinating about a guy who could be elite going both ways that to me just turn me off with building an organization. Tommy, you're a Giant fan. How do you stand on this?
I just disagree that he's going to go 50-50. I think it's going to be more 90-10. I think he's going to be a corner. That's his best position 90% of the time, and he'll be more, I don't want to say gimmicky as a wide receiver. But
if you make him gimmicky, Tommy, then it loses its effectiveness because then everybody knows what he's doing.
But I'm
you know
also,
what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Like when he's on the field, they're going to think he's getting the ball.
Absolutely.
But I look at like what the Chiefs did. Obviously, Xavier Worthy is head and shoulders better as a wide receiver. He's not a corner. But
right.
I feel like Hunter can be that kind of guy where you use him near the goal line, big plays. You could hand it off to him. You could throw it to him. The Giants, this is where I disagree.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you
you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience.
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Sean, they need playmakers. And I don't care what the guy's going to make down the line as far as money. They need guys that could impact. And you could get a player that could impact both sides of the ball. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I think you figure it out later. Especially if you're not sold. I'm talking for the Giants now. If you're not sold on these two quarterbacks, you are, and especially if you figure it out in free agency with your quarterback. Let's just assume that that happens. Yeah. You figure it out in free agency, trade for Matt Stafford, or get whoever, Derek Carr, what, it doesn't even matter. Like, you figure out your quarterback to an extent in free agency, and you get to the draft at the end of April, and Cam Ward goes, Shador Sanders goes, and you're sitting there at three. The Giants, the best available player on the board, that's who you take, and especially if he's a playmaker. And then you figure out what that playmaking as a Giant's going to look like later. To me, that's why he's so appealing. Even if he, because like, even if he's saying to himself, or saying to us explicitly, I want to play both ways. I am going to go play play both ways in the NFL. It doesn't mean he's going to actually force his way to doing that.
That's my fear. I don't think he will.
He's going to be disgruntled, gets drafted 3 overall by the Giants, and they only let him play 20% of the offensive plays. What? He's going to be pissed off. Like, what's he going to do?
Well, what if the team is losing, and he is only playing that percentage of plays, and then it does become an issue? I'm looking to limit the amount of issues on this team. And I'm in love with the playmaking ability. I totally hear you guys out. Just so many, when I rate the cons of it scare the death out of me. They just do.
Now, this is the time of year during the combine where there's a lot of rumors. We as fans, we like to connect the dots. We do the Brian Windhorst. Now, why would they do that? We made a lot out of the Giants hiring Kelly Stafford's brother, Matthew Stafford's brother-in-law. The Giants also hired Troy Brown as an offensive assistant. Now, we know Troy for playing. Is this them, the Giants, sort of tipping their hand? Troy obviously.
Brown was also one of those.
Forgot they made that hire.
One of the more successful guys to be a receiver, be a corner. Right. Is that them sort of thinking, hey, if we do draft Travis, we have Troy Brown now in the building, a guy that could help him not only navigate the waters, that's but also coach him up?
And Troy Brown was a receiver first.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then later in his career, he started getting packages as a defensive back.
Right.